Hey everyone, Chris Wan here. This is Accent Out Loud, a podcast about one person's take on English language learning, accent modification, and communication. What's up everyone? This is going to be episode 23. And in this episode, we're going to actually go back and talk about something that I thought is really important for pronunciation. It's this holy trifecta of skills that is important for when you are speaking, when you are articulating, and when you're really trying to drive home your message. And the three pieces of this trifecta are your pitch, your loudness, and your vowel length. So we're going to go over these three in a little bit more depth with the idea that you're going to get walk away with a better grasp of each component, how it can be honed or skilled or practiced to improve your pronunciation, and how a native English speaker might be using it in a way that you don't necessarily realize or were not necessarily taught explicitly or consciously. So loudness. Loudness is the one that is quite easily understood, and that's the idea that you get louder. So sometimes in words, we will get louder on a specific part of a word, or we'll say a specific word louder than the rest. And the result of that is that you actually pay attention to that part more. So if we are thinking about, let's say there's somebody waiting in line at a cashier or at a hotel reception, and there's nobody to assist them. So they're waiting, there's nobody there. And so there's a tiny bell or a ringer that you can tap, and then they say, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. The idea is as you get louder, people pay attention more. So you can use loudness to command the room. And we do this as native English speakers to make our sounds come out in a variable way. Sometimes we're loud, sometimes we're soft. Depending on the mood, depending on the audience, you will have to navigate this and decide, is it time to be loud or is it time to be soft? Obviously, there are certain circumstances where you will be loud. Let's say there's a lot of background noise, there's maybe 20 people in the crowd. You need to command that audience. You need to make everyone shut up and listen. Then it might be important to use a louder voice. But you don't want to be doing that when there might be, it might be a more intimate setting, or maybe there's only two people and they're listening to you already. You might not need to shout or be loud at them. But let's say you want to drive home a point. X is greater than Y. X is greater than Y. When you say it louder, or if you repeat yourself, then you are making or stressing that point. Loudness is the first of the three. And that's something, again, that we are able to use. And it's pretty clear what we're talking about when I say, are you louder or are you softer? There's another aspect of this trifecta that is called pitch. Now, if you don't have a musical background or you don't have any exposure to any sort of industry that would talk about pitch in a vocal sound sense, then you might not have an idea of what pitch is. But pitch is basically your higher note, or it talks about the frequency of a sound. And the layman's terms that you can think of it is high versus low. Now, when I say high versus low, I don't actually mean your volume. I'm not saying louder versus softer. I'm talking about high or high versus low. The general rule of thumb that you can think about is that a woman's voice is typically going to be higher than a man's voice. A man's voice is lower pitch than a woman's voice. And if we were to think of that on a piano. If you close your eyes, you imagine a piano in front of you. Keys towards the right are going to be higher pitch than keys towards the left. If you're thinking about music, keys or notes higher on the staff are going to be higher pitch than notes lower. That was kind of redundant, but you get the point. And so if I said, excuse me, the second one is higher pitch. And so we use pitch to navigate, to communicate, to stress certain parts of a word. And we need, as English speakers, to have a good grasp of an ability to use pitch, because especially in words that have multiple syllables, we use pitch to show which part of the word we stress more. So for example, the word development. If I were to hum that, you can hear that one sound is higher than the rest. And the reason for that is that you are actually indicating, pay attention to this second syllable, development. The second syllable is the most stressed one out of all of the different syllables. That's how we draw people's attention when we're speaking. If we incorrectly use pitch and choose or highlight the wrong syllable, development, then the word changes and it doesn't sound accurate. So it's very important to get a good grasp of the pitch. You don't have to say it louder, right? Development. They're both the same relative loudness, but one syllable is higher than the rest, and it changes the overall pronunciation and delivery of the sound, of the word. You also use pitch to ask questions versus indicate statements. How are you doing? Doing. It goes up at the end, and that lets the listener know you're asking them a question and that they're expected to respond. I'm fine. It goes down at the end. You're emphasizing or signaling to your listener that your response is a statement. It's not, I'm fine, which sounds a bit more questionable, or maybe you're uncertain about it. But if you said, I'm fine, then it's a very dramatic end of conversation. Stop. You've communicated your point. So pitch is something that you can work on, especially if you're not sounding confident, if you feel like you're not necessarily taken seriously, or if you have concerns that you're up talking all the time. One of the things that sometimes people have concern over is maybe they're not taken seriously or they're not considered confident. And it might be because everything they talk about, it kind of goes up at the end, so then it kind of sounds like a question, and it might not actually be a question, but because of the way I talk, then it kind of is interpreted as not taken seriously, or, you know, like, just not confident. When you go up at the end every single time, the listener on the other side is being communicated these nuances or these subtleties that are confusing. Because if you're saying things in the way that I would say them as a question, then it inserts this idea that you're not confident about what you just said. The last one is length. And we communicate this through the vowel length of a word. Many times, this can be dragged out or shortened, the vowel length, and that can also make us emphasize or draw attention to or contrast an idea. The best way that I can think of it, and I describe it to people, is you can think of a child who's tired. Okay, maybe they're sitting in the car and they say, "Mom, I'm tired." And then you as the mom keep driving, maybe 15 minutes, you're like, "Yes, dear, we're almost home," and you get stuck in traffic. Or maybe you are stuck at a red light and the kid gets kind of pissed, or the kid gets kind of frustrated or impatient, and they start to throw a tantrum. They might say, "Mom, I'm tired. I'm so tired." And what they're doing there is they're dragging out that sound, tired. It's the same word as tired. 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 But there's a different connotation to it. There's a different message behind it. You're stretching out that word. So I pay attention to it more, and you communicate or exaggerate the communicated meaning. And these three pieces are constantly used in our everyday speech. They might not be used to those dramatic lengths every single time, but I'll get louder and then I'll get quieter. If I'm thinking to myself, I might be a little bit more soft-spoken. But if I'm confident in what I say, I might, or passionate about what I say, I might get louder. I go up and down when I'm speaking, because this sing-songiness, this up and down and up and down motion when I talk, that communicates more engagement. It means that I'm passionate, or I'm thoughtful, or I am really thinking about what I'm talking about, and I'm pumped, I'm excited, I'm invigorated by the topic. What can happen if you don't manipulate your voice to go up and down and up and down is you might come across as monotone. That's the word that we would describe somebody who kind of talks the same way the entire time, and it starts to get a bit boring. They might be monotonous, and maybe the way that they talk, the pacing is exactly the same, so it comes across as a very simple sort of droning voice. And it's that manipulation, that variability of loudness, pitch, and length that ultimately helps one become a more engaging, exciting, capturing speaker. So for anyone out there who's practicing their speeches, who's practicing being a more confident speaker, or who's practicing trying to present their ideas in a more captivating way, these are the things that you can be doing to address that. And just like I did today, you can manipulate them, you can practice them. If you're working on a presentation or working on a speech, figure out words that you want people to pay attention to more and manipulate them, change them up. Maybe you get a little bit louder for a certain word that you really want to drive home. Or maybe you notice that people don't catch your joke. They don't have enough time for your joke. So maybe you need to slow it down so that the delivery of the punchline is a little bit longer. That added length might help the audience digest it and process it, and then the presentation might come across better. Or maybe you want to use pitch to try and play two characters at the same time. You can talk to yourself and one have a higher pitch and one have a lower pitch to tell a story. It's manipulating these three aspects of your speech that delivers you the variety, the nuances that are necessary to drive home your speech. I think you might even notice that this episode is a little bit more engaging than my last ones because I'm actually trying to take the time to emphasize some of my words or deliver them in a bit more energetic way to try and see if that helps me communicate these ideas to you a bit better. Anyways, that's today's episode. Hope you're all having a good time. Hope you're learning something, and stay tuned for the next one. Peace. If you like what you're hearing, or even if you aren't, let me know. I know this podcast can be something great and educational for a lot of people. I'm here to listen, so give me your take, your likes, your dislikes, and maybe we can make this into something that'll help a lot of people. Leave a rating on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Once I figure out how to read the reviews, I'm sure it'll help.